We're joined right now by a running back for the San Francisco 49ers. He registered single-season career highs in carries, rushing yards, rushing TDs, receptions, receiving yards, and receiving TDs. That big of a season. He led the team with 14 special teams tackles, 336 rushing yards, and 5 TDs in the postseason alone. A 3-time recipient of the 49ers Community Relations Family Service Award. He was undrafted out of Purdue back in 2015. Raheem Mostert joins us once again. Raheem, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Good, good. Good to visit with you. I want to talk about that amazing season that I just laid out in a moment. But before we get into that, you initially were going to be part of a signing event on March 8th, but decided not to in light of the coronavirus. You were way ahead of everybody else on that. So what was your thinking that went into that decision?
One of the biggest things for me is, if you get to know me, is my family. And one thing that, I was telling myself, I had a talk with my wife too, is that it was very important for us to, stay ahead of this thing no matter what, and protect ourselves, because we have a 8-month-old right now, and his immune system is still growing, and he's not ready for the that type of stuff that's going on in the world right now. So we thought about him. And then we also thought about, my wife, her being pregnant right now and being, 11 weeks out into the pregnancy. So, I mean, it was one of those things where we just can't take the risk. And for me, I can't go to these big events like that and risk, catching something like that and coming back home and putting my family in danger. So I made that decision. Just to stay back and do the right things and make sure that I'm doing all the necessary things in order to stay ahead of this day.
Raheem Mostert is joining us, and you have an 8-month-old that you mentioned, Gunner. You're expecting a second child this fall. How excited are you for the new arrival?
Oh man, I'm super excited. We'll be getting the gender here in a couple weeks. But we still might do a gender reveal. We're not too sure yet. I still have to talk with my wife about it. But all in all, I'm excited. We're excited, man, and it's a great time for us. Life is great. And like I said, it's an unbelievable time for me.
49ers running back Raheem Mostert joining us. So as an athlete and as a fan, what's your reaction when you see all the other leagues suspending their seasons right now?
My reaction is more so leaning towards it's a smart reaction, just because we don't have enough research right now when it deals with the coronavirus. And, people can joke around and stuff like that about, it's just a 1%. But I see it. Me and my wife talk about it now every day. It's just like that's 1% of people that are, being affected, 1% that are dying or what have not. It's one of those things where you still got to take this stuff serious no matter what, because, as you can see, it's not normal for leagues to shut down and players to not play and stuff and to be smart. It was unfortunate what happened to, some of the NBA players that have caught it and stuff like that, Donovan Mitchell and stuff. But the biggest thing is, you don't want to affect nobody else, and you want to just, be isolated and be smart. And that's the biggest thing right now.
Raheem Mostert is joining us. It's going to have an impact on the NFL offseason, the draft process, and pro days. You were undrafted out of Purdue in 2015. So if you think back to that time when you were coming out of college, how would this have impacted you if the scouts were not on the road and pro days were canceled?
Oh, man, it would have been a huge impact on my career, simply because, like you said, I was undrafted and not too many people knew about who I was. And pro day for me, that really helped me get to where I'm at now, putting on a show for the scouts and everyone in the league. So it's going to be a little bit detrimental, to those guys that are a little less fortunate and getting picked in the draft. We'll see how it works out in the near future. With probably doing something different, as far as having another set day, and you never know, man. We might have the cure tomorrow for this whole thing, and we can get right back on schedule. You just never know. But it's like I said, it's one of those things where it is unfortunate, but it's also a smart play.
It is. Raheem Mostert joining us. So if we move over to football and the 49ers, as I mentioned off the top, you were coming off an absolutely huge breakout season, and you played an enormous role in the run of the Super Bowl. When you look back on last year, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Man, a lot of thoughts running in my head, but the main one was that win. That just solidified, not only myself, but the whole organization, just to having that, holding that trophy, man. But I mean, it was also a blessing as well, getting to the dance and being a part of something special with this team. I wouldn't trade this team in the world for anything else. Just because the bond that we have, the brotherhood, the friendships that we've made throughout the journeys and stuff like that throughout the season, is very critical. It's one of those things where I'm just going to cherish it for the rest of my life. Even moving on to the next season, there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to happen, in free agency, if there is, now dealing with the coronavirus. But, I mean, still, it's one of those things where, you're going to get guys coming in and out of the building, and you're going to sign new guys, and we're going to, some guys are unfortunately not going to be able to sign. But, man, last year was just unbelievable, and like I said, it's more so the bond that we all have with each other. Everyone had each other's back, and you could just tell the type of energy that we portrayed throughout the year.
Raheem Mostert joining us. You talk about the game. We're talking about the NFC Championship game, which was amazing. Now, people who knew the game already knew about you and knew about the season that you were having. But then when you have the NFC Championship game with 220 yards and four touchdowns, all of a sudden everybody sees you. What do you remember most about that game and doing that on that big of a stage?
That game right there, it was just, for me personally, it was a heavy hitter, just because I just look at it as, I'm in a championship game, NFC championship, and I'm just so blessed to be in the position I'm in. That was my biggest thing. And to do what I did, I was just going out there and just having fun. I felt like a little kid, and so did my teammates, they were all having fun as well. And that's ultimately how we got the win, was just going out there and doing what we do on a consistent basis, like we've been doing since week one. It was one of those games for me, man. It was a heavy hitter, and I really embraced it, and I cherished that moment, because I went through a whole lot in my life, and for that, it just solidified, I could be that type of back, and I could be that type of player. All I needed was the opportunity, and I wanted to take advantage of it, and I did that.
Your journey has been so amazing. We talked about the fact that you were undrafted out of Purdue. So when you go through all of this and you keep your head down and you just keep battling and grinding and putting the work in, and then you have this kind of opportunity and you take advantage of the opportunity and you have that kind of success, as you look back on the journey then, how do you feel? For instance, do you feel like you've proven everybody wrong, or is it about proving the people who did believe in you right?
Yeah, it was a little bit of both, I had some coaches that really didn't even give me the opportunity to even, suit up. And I've had coaches that, stuck with me and, believed in me and said, hey, I see something in this kid. Even non-coaches as well, it's just one of those things for me is, I look back at it and I'm just like, yeah, hey, look, it is what it is. Those people said what they said, they did what they did, but man, I'm on to the next journey in my life. I'm on to the next chapter. I want to be a great back. I want to be a great player. I want to be a great teammate. I want to be a great husband, a great father, all those things. For me, that's more important. I want to hold the trophy. I want to get a ring, and I want a gold jacket. That's all things I want. And, the only thing that's stopping me is myself, and for me, my journey was tough, and, people look at it and say what they want, but at the end of the day, for me, is I'm going to keep one foot in front of the other, and I'm going to just keep pushing through this thing, because that's the only thing I know. coming from where I came from and growing up how I grew up, you know, there's always have adversity. And for me, it's just I got to keep pushing no matter what.
Raheem Mostert joining us. You know, a lot of it is situation, right? A lot of these things are things you cannot control. You can always control your energy, your attitude, your response to things, but a lot of it is ending up in the right place. From the outside, it seems like you're an absolutely perfect fit for Kyle Shanahan's offense. How would you describe the offense and the way you fit into it?
You know, you're absolutely right. It's all about the situation and the type of situation that you're in. And for me, being the type of back that I am, you know, I fit this scheme very well. I mean, I've also had to mature in this scheme and do things, you know, that were unconventional of me, like just the 1 foot cut and get downhill. You know, that wasn't something that I was normally used to. And so it took time for me to, you know, get to that type of offense and get, you know, that type of understanding to where I had to put my foot down and make a decision right now. And to have good vision, and that's just the type of offense that or the type of play that you need for this offense. I mean, I remember my rookie year when I was with the Ravens. It was the same mindset. I was behind Tance and Forsett, and I was just like, man, these guys are getting their foot downhill and they're going, you know, me being a back, I was more of a scat back coming out of the backfield and jet sweeps and, you know, running choice routes and stuff. That was my niche. So for me, I had to understand, you know, hey, put your foot in the ground and get upfield and make that decision. It was unconventional, like I said, but you know, once you work at something, you start to pick it up, and then you start to explode like I did.
Such a great message. Raheem Mostert, my guest, 49ers running back, coming off an amazing year. He had an incredible postseason, three-time recipient of the 49ers Community Relations Family Service Award, and big things for his family. Raheem, I appreciate you so much. Great to have you back. Thank you.